FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Ngunyama Trust Board has begun returning money to residents who paid rent in an agreement ruled unlawful by the Pietermaritzburg High Court. The Council for the Advancement of the South African Constitution challenged the ITB's lease agreements in 2021. Rural residents were required to pay rent on land they already occupied under customary law. The judgment directed the board to stop issuing the leases and to refund residents. The ITB's Vice Chair Linda Zama says they have permission to occupy Ngonyama Trust land in terms of the Trust Act.
The previous board had unilaterally decided to cancel the permissions to occupy and convert those permissions to occupy to lease agreements, which was procedurally incorrect because people were not consulted. That is why the court then decided against Ngonyama Trust Board.
Zama says they have begun tracing the affected beneficiaries.
The easy approach, number one, is that we start with all the people who were represented by the Legal Resource Center because those lawyers know who their clients are. The second approach is going to involve Ngonyama Trust Board working hand in hand with traditional councils so that there is verification on the ground. They are located exactly where we are looking for these people.
A Durban businessman says he'll launch an appeal after the Electoral Commission turned down his application to register a new political party known as the Islamic State of Africa. Fahad Huma, who was once at the centre of a now-withdrawn terrorism case, announced plans last month to start a new party which he said would advocate for Sharia law in South Africa. The IEC said it had received over 200 objections to the application and Huma hadn't supplied enough information on voters who had registered their support. The businessman says he's disappointed.
We have done everything to the book according to what the IEC requested of us. All the signatures was obtained legally and lawfully, informing the public about the new party, calling for Sharia law, freeing all of mankind from injustice and slavery. We've already started preparing the appeal, and we believe that our explanation for their reasonings will make everything clear.
And in Ireland, investigators will begin excavations at a former mother and baby home suspected of containing the remains of hundreds of infants and young children. The probe in Tuam began after a local historian uncovered evidence of a mass grave more than a decade ago. Experts say the institution run by Catholic nuns housed women who'd become pregnant outside of marriage and were shunned by their families. It operated for seven decades until 1961. Many children were given up for adoption. The historian found that 796 children had died at the facility in Tuam from various ailments, including TB and measles. An initial inquiry identified 18 such homes that took in more than 50,000 unmarried women. A recap of our lead story, the Ngonyama Trust Board has begun returning money to residents who paid rent in an agreement ruled unlawful by a high court. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.